Indiana baseball forced extra innings with a pair of home runs in the bottom of the ninth inning on senior night Friday. But free passes allowed Illinois to win it in the 10th inning. Will Moore and Hogan Denny had multi-hit days, including the home runs for each of them in the ninth. The media met with head coach Jeff Mercer following the contest.
So, Coach, their righty was giving you some trouble there in the later innings, but you guys did finally manage to break through. So what was different kind of in that ninth inning?
He didn't command the zone as much and gave us a chance. We got in some more leverage counts. You know, early there, he was tremendous. And the speed differential was, you know, so much from a 66-mile-an-hour curveball to a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. And so, you know, we were talking, you know, in the dugout about establishing your timing. He's got to throw three pitches, and he will. Got to throw three pitches on the plate. You only have to hit one of them. And so not being frustrated about the differentiation of the speeds, because that's what he wants. He wants you to say, I can't believe I missed a really soft breaking ball or in between. And so the frustration is what gets to you. And so just settling down and understanding, like, this is the game now, and we have to compete to what the game gives us. And so we were getting closer. We were getting closer. And then there in the ninth, he kind of lost feel for the zone a little bit. So you're in better counts, and now he can't mix the speeds as much. And so he got himself in behind, and then we were able to put him on the barrel. And so we were able to string him together. For whatever reason there, he didn't like the lefties as much. And so we stayed with that lefty lane as long as we could. And, you know, obviously Stewart hits on a double play ball, but he got himself into a good count. I wanted to stay there and thought, you know, maybe going to a righty at some point in there would kind of break his rhythm and getting back on it. So we stayed there. But yeah, really came down to, we were, and you see him a second time through, and you're able to see, now you know what it looks like and your offense kind of goes. But, you know, something we've talked about that we haven't always done a great job of this year is adjusting the second time through. And we did that time. We adjusted that second or third time through maybe some of those guys and got him into the zone, and were able to have just a tremendous inning. And outside of the double play ball, you know, really a chance maybe even to win that game. So guys did a great job late.
Looking at the bigger picture, obviously this year hasn't gone great, but it feels like you're playing looser this weekend, not having necessarily anything at bay. What do you think you were able to reverse? You've obviously had so many times this year where you were the ones way down and got come back, couldn't close it out. This time you did it to them. Do you feel like you're playing looser? And why do you think you had a hard time closing games out? And do you think why you were loose was it looser, not having anything – you know, at stake for postseason this weekend, why you were able to play more relaxed in the late innings?
Well, I that's a great question. You know, I think offensively the last month or so, we've been much better, especially once we got Koski and Ricketts to a degree back. He's helped us, give us a shot in the arm. So we've been pretty good offensively from a statistical standpoint. I think the reason we have a tough time closing games out, today we just were non-competitive. And I thought that was my frustration is, we've lost some games, but we've been competitive and we've been in the fight and they hit us and whatnot. You know, we lost the arms early, which really put us behind. And then offensively, we were light early. And so we really ran our bullpen hard. You look at Gavin Siebold, we've run him so hard. You know, he's been dealing with a lot of different issues and, you know, he's given everything he's got. You know, he's not the same guy that he was in the first half of the season. Well, that's because every game's a one-run game. Our offense doesn't extend games out. And without some of the depth on the mound, those same guys keep going over and over and over again. They wear down. So that's a big part of why we haven't been able to secure some of those games. So those guys aren't the same that they were early in the season. You know, and then there's moments today where we just weren't good enough on the mound. We just weren't competitive. You can't call a game when you call a pitch and we miss on the other side of the plate, or we miss tremendously, or you hit a guy with a breaking ball. There's no pitch calling that gets you through it. That's just an attitude and some conviction and some gumption to, like, I'm going to go fire this thing in there. So I think the offense, I don't know, that's a great point to have played looser or whatnot, but I think there's been a real competitive spirit offensively. You look at, you know, we're missing a bunch of guys there at Northwestern, but you look at the games you win at Louisville, how we played on at Friday at Wrigley. You know, offensively, we were good at Purdue. We were good last night. We did a good job today. I think part of the offense's growth is just maturity, and getting some of your better players back in the mix has really helped. We've made adjustments with Will. Will's been way better, changed his bat size, made some adjustments. You know, obviously getting Koski back in there, but Fry's been really good for us the last couple of weeks. So I think the offense is growing through their age and maturity, and the bullpen has been used really hard. And that's not an excuse for tonight. We just weren't competitive off on the mound. We weren't competitive enough on the mound from the beginning of the game. I didn't think that we were You know, we get hit in the mouth and then we really respond and then we put up some zeros and then we execute pitches and now the velos are back up and we just got to go out. You know, we got to go out and we've got to compete and we've got to trust that we've played good defense. The wind's blowing in from right. We got to pitch to it. And we didn't do that today. Obviously, Tony did it last night. The guys last night did a great job. You know, Gavin Siebold has poured his guts out for the team. So outside of him, and I thought Mike Sarhat, you know, was so close to finishing that thing. And, you know, that could have been a huge inning. He could have really let that thing get away and didn't. So I thought Mike was got after him, too.
But with that, obviously, the depth you were mentioning with your bullpen, having to tax him, that seems to have been an ongoing issue for several years now. Why do you think you continue to, you know, have not, like, lack of depth in the bullpen the last few years that you seemingly have guys if it started a year and then it doesn't materialize?
Well, I mean, We've had, you know, 9 or 10 pitchers drafted in the last 2 years, and you lose a lot of guys to the draft, and you have some unfortunate injuries. And, you know, this time of the year, most pitching staffs are running 6 to 9 guys out on a weekend, 8 or 9 guys out on a weekend. And so we're in that position. So, you know, I would love, you know, when Senard and Grable and Drew Burr and some of those guys, I would love for that next group of guys to be ready to go. I wish Jackson Bergman and Koski and Mostalski, I wish those guys were ready to go right now, but they're not. And so, that's kind of the way it goes in college baseball right now, where, you know, there's your A group, and when you get past that A group, you're trying to develop that next group. And you look at through the course of the year, you know, before Masalsi got hurt, but he's gotten tremendously better over the course of the year. Yarberry's gotten a lot better throughout the course of the year. Gubitosi's gotten a lot better. So we have added guys to the mix. We just have to continue to recruit and develop. And then the way that the draft impacts you, it makes it hard to stack up classes of arms back to back. And so we have to do a better job from a coaching standpoint. We have to recruit, we have to develop. But yeah, you know, sometimes it's not that we have a lack of high end stuff. We have to recruit better depth. We have to develop better depth. But sometimes when you get hit by those injuries, it makes it more difficult. So there's not a lack of effort, not a lack of trying. There's not a lack of ability. It's just you're trying to work your way to get those guys to be able to execute. So outside of that, you know, you look at Dustin Glamp, that's been here the last 4 or 5 years. He's in the big leagues right now. He's a big league pitching coach. Matt Myers was the minor league pitching coach of the year for the Pirates, spent 30 years in college baseball, has a tremendous track record. And Denton Sagerman, every professional organization in the country, calls and tries to hire Denton 5 times a year. So you have the right people in the building. We just have to be able to go out and establish that we've got this time of the year, we have 8 to 10 guys that can go out and be able to give you the depth of a pen to be able to go out and finish those games off.
Don't mean to be like super nitpicky with, like, you know, small stuff, but I thought the fifth inning was really important. I think the top of the fifth, Gavin stranded 2 base runners in scoring position. I saw you go up and talk to him and then tied the game in the bottom of the fifth. So just like a moment like that, like, how important was that? There were several times in between when they had the 3-run inning and then the 4-run inning that you guys stranded base runners. Yeah. I think it was like 7 or 8 in that stretch. So just, I know it didn't turn out the way you wanted, but still, how important was that?
To stop them and to cauterize it, or to not drive those runs in?
Just to be able to keep yourself in the game as opposed to, you know, having Illinois blow it open with all the times they had runners in scoring position.
You know, when you know, I think it was Gooby finishes an inning for us, and you know, like I said, Gavin has been an absolute warrior. He's pitching on fumes, and you know, we wanted him to be able to go out in his own terms, and he just kind of ran out of gas there. But he did a great job. You know, he's done a great job all year for us, and it's all of his career. You know, so those guys have in that moment were able to stop and not allow any to get big and to cauterize it and to finish those things. But you know, the end of that game, they're capable of continuing that. You know, Rivera is capable of, you saw him, he got a roll there, he goes 6 straight outs and just, you know, it was tremendous. So he's capable of doing that too. But yeah, those moments are big. You know, we really tried to split today's game up. You know, Jacoby comes in and gets an out in a big moment. We need to get an out. You know, I think one guy on or 2 guys on, gets his out, get in and get out. And that was the plan today, get in and get out. And then try to get the game to where you look at between, you know, Rivera and Siebold. We wanted to go Siebold early because he didn't feel very good. And so you have Rivera on the back end where hopefully you could have those guys cover 4 or 5 innings for you on the back end of the game. And then use Gooby if you need to split it up. A couple of those guys are struggle with like that 4-seam ride, so we try to sneak Gooby in there to face the guys that we thought we could get on the 4-seam and then turn it over into the lefties. And it was a good lane for him. He didn't quite execute, but it was a really good lane for him to get in there. And so you try to put those guys in an advantageous position as best you can, you know, to ultimately be successful. And we said, like your point is, we were able to hold him at bay enough to climb back into it against, you know, what's typically their number, you know, Saturday and Sunday starters. So you're facing two starters in one day. To put up seven runs is a pretty good job. Did a pretty good job to be able to go out and do that against two starters in one day. And so I was really pleased with the offense's compete and their attitude and the adjustment, the adjustability from them. You know, the big lefty that started is, I mean, he's really good. He's funky, he's tough, he's crossfire, competitive, and we chipped away at him. And then, the second guy was tremendous as well. He's at a 1.70 ERA on the season. So, you know, for us to put up seven against those guys, I thought that was a really good job. And, you know, obviously Gavin and some of those guys give us a chance to get back in.
The series will be decided in a Saturday 2 p.m. rubber match, which will also be Indiana's last game of the season. See you at the BART.